This is Ricardo. Today what I'm doing is a quick video for a specific group, so if I'm not as general or if I use a little jargon, you may not understand what's going on, but I'm posting this on our YouTube account and using YouTube to host the video. Where I've gone was meetup.com, just plain old meetup.com, and / is created as if you were going to find a meetup group or start a meetup group. So let's say you have a local group and you're looking for some members. You could click find a meetup group, and we're going to do, as you see, it's already here, San Bruno. And one of the categories I was looking at was business and career. So let's take a look at what's available, business and career. And I clicked search. And let's do our distance 10 miles from San Bruno. And we click search again. And let's take a look at the groups that's available. There are 350 people in the San Francisco group right here. Here's the San Francisco Business Referral Network that has 77 people. Here is a Hayward Business Networking group that has 9 people. An entrepreneurs group that has 162 members in San Francisco. Another looks like a networking group, a business partners group that has 101 members. Business leaders group that has 416 members. Speaking group with 195 members. Social Business Connect that has 443 members. Professional Career Network with 776 members. Financial Business Opportunity, 21 members. Executives Meetup Group with 1,047 members. Let's see what's on page 2. Entrepreneurs Group with 207 members in San Francisco. Coaches Group 131. Serious About Success with 11 members. Blogger Society with 187, Management 72 members, San Mateo Entrepreneurs Meetup Group with 122 members, well, if you're looking for Immigration Group, there's 567 members. Event Professionals, 214 members. Speakers again, 114 in Berkeley. Well, that's across the bay. We don't own Berkeley. There's a Mountain View Group with 7 members. So you have all these different groups right here that are locally that you can go and participate in. Or if you have your own group, maybe some people there may want to join your group. However, if you want to start a meetup group, the procedure is easy. Click Start a Meetup Group. You enter your information in right here. You pick a theme. And then under the third one that talks about finding the right members, what it will do is it will take you to people that are looking for what your group is. Whatever your group is, there's certain people that are already in the meetup system. And that's the value of Meetup, that are looking for what you have. So you click right on here, you find the right members, you send them some information that you have a new group, then you go on and pay your dues, and they have some more information for you, you schedule your Meetup, and you're all done. That's pretty much as simple as it is. And once you're through, you can contact the people that join your group. What's the nice thing about Meetup? When people sign up, if they're new, you put your real name, your email, you pick a password, And